Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Catherine Eileen here, your host of Relationship Rules, Our Rules, Our Way. I have been MIA for a little bit. I just needed to take a mental health break, but now I am back full speed ahead. And today, I just want to talk about, or this week, I want you to realize the power of no and how important saying no is and how important saying no can be. And basically, learning how to say no is the key to maximizing your productivity. Evaluate your priorities and say no to things that will move you away from reaching your goals this week. Right. So, you know, a lot of times we hear the word no, or people tell us no, and we think that no is a bad thing. But actually, first and foremost, let's be clear, no is a complete sentence. Second of all, no can actually free us from a lot of stuff, right? And so I know a lot of y'all are really good people and you like to please people and you like to do right and do things for others. And it's hard to say no. However, it's in your best interest to say no sometimes, especially when you have reached the point of burnout or you're overwhelmed. Even if you say yes to somebody that you should be saying no to, are they really going to get 100% out of you? Are they going to get 100% of your time? Are they going to get 100% of whatever the task is that they're doing for you, right? Because they're exhausted. So sometimes it's better just to say no, right? Because here's the thing. We cannot be our best selves and we cannot do great things for other people if we are running on fumes and we are empty. We have to make sure that we are filled up. We may have to make sure that we are whole. We have to make sure that we have everything that we need and we are either filled up or in our overflow so that we can pour into other people. Because if we're running on E and we're completely empty, again, we're not giving our best. And a lot of times, well, I'm not going to say a lot of times, sometimes people will take advantage of your kindness and they know that because you are always the one that is there, you're always the one that's on time, you're always the one that shows up, and they know that they can count and depend on you. Sometimes they take advantage of that and they continue to call you, to ask you, to enlist you into doing these things because they know that you're not going to say no. And some of those times you really be wanting to say no and you're really tired and you're really exhausted and you don't want to do it, but you also don't want to disappoint. Well, I would rather you disappoint somebody else by saying no than disappoint yourself by saying yes. And then you end up extremely overworked, sick, shut down, burnout, and all of the other things that come along with those things, which is, you know, stress, dehydration, malnourishment. You can physically make yourself sick if you get too overwhelmed. But my message to you today is, and I'm going to be brief. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time because it's simple. And I feel like we are all mature enough to understand what I'm saying. And I technically could have said it in one sentence and been done. But I'm also not going to stretch it out to an hour because, again, we're all mature enough to understand the word no. I'm just here to kind of reinforce it and drive it home and help you to understand the power of no. And when you use that power, you say no, you are, it was kind of like on Wakanda, when Zuri made her brother suit and she was like, it was the shock absorption, right? And she was like, hit it with all your might, give it all you got, just give it everything you got. And so he gave it everything he got. And the first time he's like, okay, well, you know, nothing happened. So she gets the little costume dummy man up, puts him back. She's like, okay, do it again. This time, give it all your might, hit it with everything you got, give it everything you got. And he did. And when he did that, he was actually knocked back. And what happened was because of that shock absorption, everything that he was given, everything that he was putting out and given to the other suit or this thing, right? It was absorbing all of that. And so when it was absorbing all of that, it had the suit then basically took all of that energy and all that stuff. And then it had the power to do more things, right? So the same thing with the power of no. Every time you tell somebody no, you get a punch per se to yourself. No, woo, no, woo, no, woo. You get all this power reabsorbed back into you, this shock absorption, right? You're absorbing the word no, because you're telling people no, and it's bouncing off of them, and you're getting this energy back. And so every time you say no, you're rebuilding or rebooting your energy. You're refilling your tank. Because guess what? If I'm really, really tired, if I work 9 to 5 and I come home and I'm really, really tired, and somebody calls me and say, hey, can you go to the grocery store for me? And I say, yes, I'm running on fumes. But if I say no, that's whoosh. That's some more power and energy that I'm giving back into myself. If somebody then calls me at 7 o'clock and say, hey, you want to go to the mall? No, whoosh. That's more power that I've energy that I just gave back to myself, because I'm fueling myself by telling other people no. And so in that, I just want again to encourage you this week. It's okay to say no, right? Are people going to be mad at you if you tell them no? Probably. Are they going to be irritated? Probably. Are they going to go talk behind your back and say you ain't shit because you told them no? Absolutely. Are they going to, just have all this negativity behind you saying no? Yes. It's all those things are going to happen, and probably then some. Who cares? Don't worry about it, because guess what? Every time you say no, you're filling your own cup back up. You're giving your own self a little more power. And then guess what? The next day or 2 days later or 3 days later or even the next week, you have said no so much that now you are back in your overflow. So now when somebody asks you to do something, and you might feel 10 times better and be like, you know what? I got so much energy. Or you might have so much energy, you might call them and be like, you know what? I'm well rested. I'm refueled. I'm rejuvenated. Let's go do something. Or do you need me to help you do A, B, or C? It's a big difference once we refuel and we reboot and we reset. And all of that comes from the power of saying no, right? We can't always be the savior. We can't always be Captain Save Ho. We can't always be the hero in every story. It's okay to say no. As a matter of fact, I challenge each and every one of you to say no at least 3 times this week. Say no 3 times this week. Just say no, whatever it is. The kids ask for a ride to the movies. No. Your spouse asks you to cook dinner. No. Your spouse says, can you iron my clothes for the week? No. The kids, well, can you? No. Your friends, can I? No. But can you call? No. Can you head up? No. Can you send it? No. Get to the place where you don't even let them get it all the way out. Can you give me a ride to? No. Just say no at least 3 times this week. I challenge you to do so. Excuse me. I promise. I'm not sleepy. I'm cold. And I don't know about y'all, but when I get cold, I yawn a lot. And I yawn a lot when I get cold. And just want to curl up somewhere. And I'm sitting here. If y'all can see me, y'all, I'm sitting here rubbing my arms. I don't know if you can hear me rubbing my arms. I'm rubbing my arms and kind of scrunched up anyway because I'm freezing. But the weather is going to get a little bit warmer this week. So I turn the heat off again. I don't want to turn it back on. But I don't know because I'm cold. Although it says that it's currently 75 degrees in my house right now. But that's still cold to me. I'm freezing. I think I need to put it on to like 77, get it to about 77 or 78 in here. But anyway, that's just me. I know I kind of went off the topic or whatever. But back to the power of no. So I don't really have anything else. Like I said, it's pretty self-explanatory. So I'm going to leave you all with that this week, the power of no. Again, I challenge you to say no at least 3 times this week, so that you can either preserve your energy or refill yourself, refuel, reset, so that you continue to have everything that you need to help others in their time of need. But make sure you take some of that self-care time, use the power of the word no to do that. And so I'm going to end with that. And then also, Jeff, as always, you guys always know you've been with me long enough. Do something great this week. Do something nice for somebody. When I ask you to do something nice for somebody, or I challenge you to do something nice for somebody, yes, it starts with, if you pay for somebody's drink in line behind you, or you pay for their food, or you pay for the person's groceries that's behind you or in front of you. Only you know what your budget is. But here's the kicker. You do not have to do anything financial or monetarily to do something nice for somebody. It's not always monetary. You can tell somebody they look nice. I like your earrings. Your nails are cute. Oh my God, your hair is cute. You smell good. That's a pretty scarf, or whatever the case may be. Oh my God, girl, your shoes are fire. I love your bag. Whatever the case may be, you can give somebody kind words. Smile at somebody, right? A smile is worth 1,000 words. Smile at somebody, open the door, hold the door for them. Just any kind of nice gesture at all, because at the end of the day, we never ever know what a person is truly going through or what they've been through in just the moments that before you guys' paths cross, and your words are affirmation, or your words of affirmation and our good deeds can change the trajectory of a person's life for the better. Because again, we never know what somebody's going through, what happened the 2 minutes before they encounter you, and all types of things. So we just want to be a blessing to others. So I encourage you to do that this week. We don't do things to boast. We do things out of love. So if you want to share, that's great. If you don't want to share, that's cool too, because we're not doing these things for accolades or to get a pat on the back. We're just doing these things. And I think sometimes it's good to share just so people know that it's still people in the world, good people in the world that do good things and nice things for others. Next week, I'll probably be going over some fundraising or donation collecting things for a nonprofit organization. It's called I Am Love Foundation. The premise of it is to pour back into the less fortunate of our community. I started this last Thanksgiving, and we did great. My goal was to feed 20 people. We ended up feeding almost 100 people, including giving them care packages with brand new stuff in it. Nothing was used. Everything was brand new, including socks, gloves, hats. I think we gave away a couple pairs of shoes, some coats, and things like that. So I will be sharing that with you guys in the upcoming weeks, because we got to get these collection efforts underway. But other than that, I'm going to leave you. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Have a great week. Thanks. Bye-bye.